Today is July 17, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a fine-tuning platform that let Bridgewater Associates beat proprietary frontier models at under 10% of the cost. The Vercel AI SDKs surged to 16 million weekly downloads, and an Anthropic safety finding that should worry anyone giving an AI agent unconstrained control over real-world systems. Start with a number that should be on every CFO's radar this quarter, 84.7%. That's the score Bridgewater Associates hit on financial reasoning benchmarks after fine-tuning an open-weight model called Inkling on its own proprietary data, using Thinking Machines Lab's new Tinker platform. The headline isn't just the score, it's that Bridgewater got there at under 10% of the cost of licensing a proprietary frontier model. The strategic play for your board is this. The market has quietly shifted from paying premium per token prices for general purpose intelligence to paying once to specialize a smaller, cheaper open weight model on your own data. Inkling ships in two sizes, a full model and a smaller variant with 12 billion active parameters. And notably, the smaller version matches or beats the full model on several key benchmarks, which makes it the more sensible entry point for a pilot before you commit serious compute budget to the larger checkpoint. To be clear, this is one documented case, not an independently replicated industry benchmark, but the methodology is straightforward to reproduce. And if your organization sits on a large proprietary dataset, financial, legal, operational, this is the pilot to greenlight before you scale your next frontier model API contract. Now to a shift in default engineering architecture that changes your vendor leverage. According to a breakdown from DIY Smart Code, the Vercel AI SDK's core NPM package grew from roughly 3 million to 16 million weekly downloads over the past year, putting it behind only the raw OpenAI package in the entire JavaScript AI ecosystem. Picture that adoption curve as a hockey stick starting a year ago and still climbing. That's not an experimental tool gaining niche traction. That's a pattern becoming the default. The practical business consequence: this SDK lets engineering teams swap AI providers with a one-line change without touching the surrounding application logic. If your teams are still hard-coded to a single provider's proprietary SDK, you are absorbing switching costs every time that vendor changes pricing or throttles availability costs. Your competitors running on provider-agnostic architecture simply don't pay. At Vercel's recent ship event, a live demonstration cut a reference coding agent from around 400 lines of code locked to one model down to roughly 97 lines that worked across multiple providers without modification. More importantly, the newest version of the SDK, released in late June, adds three enterprise-relevant guardrails: durable workflow agents that survive crashes and restarts, mandatory human approval gates before high-risk actions like payments or deletions, and built-in telemetry tracing every model call. The strategic play for your board here is straightforward. If you're running agents in production without a step cap or an approval gate, that is the single highest priority gap to close. Full stop. That gap becomes very concrete when you look at Anthropic's Frontier Red Team findings, covered by AI News Official. Researchers gave 12 leading large language models, including Claude, GPT, and Gemini variants, direct, low-level control of robots. Task completion collapsed to somewhere between 0 and 5.5%, and it didn't matter which model was on top. Read that number again. Essentially total failure, regardless of how capable the underlying model was. Completion improved sharply only when a simple, structured supervisory tool, something as basic as an orientation compass, sat between the model and the robot's actions. Counterintuitively, that simple structured signal outperformed richer, unstructured context, like depth map imagery. The business translation is important. Raw model intelligence is becoming a commodity input, while the narrow, validated policy layer wrapping that model is the actual differentiator and the actual moat. Building on that, if any of your systems grant a language model direct write access to APIs, databases, or payment rails, You are running the same experiment Anthropic just ran on robots, and the fix isn't a smarter model, it's an architectural constraint layer. A few adjacent developments reinforce the same theme of specialization and validated control. OpenRouter launched a feature called Fusion that runs multiple models in parallel with budget, quality, and speed toggles, a near-identical feature set to several smaller wrapper products already on the market, which tells you how fast orchestration tooling commoditizes once a major aggregator ships the pattern natively. Separately, OpenAI's GPT Red, a self-play-trained red teaming model, achieved an 84% attack success rate against target systems compared to just 13% for human red teamers, and was used to harden the newest GPT model against prompt injection. And on the image generation side, an open-source tool called DYP is producing native 4K output without a separate upscaling pass, closing a resolution gap that persists in several major image models. Useful context if your product roadmap includes visual content pipelines. On the operations side, one developer's livestream, reported through DoobieBooby, is worth treating as a field report rather than an anecdote. A missing validation guard let every agent in a multi-agent workflow return an identical placeholder response because the system only checked for a completely empty reply, not a non-substantive one. The fix wasn't a better model, it was validating that agent output actually maps to a real state change, not just a non-empty string. Building on that operational theme, the same team reported that a synchronous polling call, which had been freezing their app server for 1.85 seconds per call, dropped to 3 to 4 milliseconds after optimization, a reduction of roughly 99.8%, and a separate prompt handling fix cut processing time from 140 milliseconds to 23 milliseconds. Small architectural fixes, not bigger models, delivered those gains. One more governance note worth flagging for your compliance team. Anthropic reportedly shifted from a subpoena-based disclosure standard to a discretionary good faith belief standard for reporting suspected misuse. That belongs on your legal team's desk this quarter, not just your security team's. Here's the risk-opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing. The opportunity is real and quantified. Narrow fine-tuning on proprietary data, through platforms like Tinker, is now delivering frontier-level performance at a fraction of the cost, and provider-agnostic architecture is giving engineering teams leverage they didn't have a year ago. The risk is equally real and now demonstrated at scale, handing autonomous systems direct, unconstrained control, whether that's a robot arm or a payment API, collapses reliability toward zero, no matter how advanced the underlying model is. The organizations that win this next stretch will be the ones that pair cheaper, specialized models with disciplined, validated control layers, not the ones chasing the next frontier model headline.
Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.